Agents Podcast.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Power ISA, the industry experts in real estate ISAs. Get more appointments. Make sure your follow-up gets done on time and you get the most out of your leads. Get a great ISA for real estate on your team and watch the results roll in. Power ISA has served over 1,200 agents in the U.S. and Canada since 2015, and it's the one-stop shop for everything you need to get a great inside sales agent on your team. Whether it's setting appointments with your internet leads or making outbound prospecting calls to help you get more listings, Power ISA can get it done for you. Visit powerisa.com/LCA to get started. That's powerisa.com/LCA.
To another episode of the Lab Code Agents podcast, and we are bringing you another edition of the Broker Blitz. You know, the episodes where we talk to leaders within certain brands, certain companies, to educate you, the agent, on what exists in the marketplace. Many of you don't have that. You choose your brokerage based upon somebody that you might have known, or maybe somebody that sold you on a pie in the sky. And we want to make sure that we highlight as many brokerages as possible on the Lab Code Agents podcast, so you can understand what's out there. And you know what? For some of you, maybe even make some connections that'll change your life. And I am excited today. So I've known Randy for a number of years, but have done some trainings with him and his brokerage more recently live in Arizona, and he's doing some amazing things. Randy speaks on a national level, does a ton of teaching around listing and listing mastery, and he is a very high producer within his company, which is Weikert Realtors. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Randy Courtney. You're going to learn a ton today, and you're going to learn why Weikert is a great option if you're looking for a new home. Randy, welcome, my friend.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. Great. Thanks for having me. I tell you, it's just a pleasure. You've added so much value to my brokerage and my agents to get them in action. So thank you.
Absolutely, man. So let's start here. Let's start with just a little bit about you on a personal level. So why don't you tell our audience, you know, I obviously know you, but let's assume most don't. Sure. Tell us your story. What got you into real estate? What led you to where you are today?
You bet. Well, you know, I grew up back in Indiana, so don't hold that against me. I came out to ASU in 1980. And after ASU, I said, you know, I'm going to be a real estate agent. And I had a small brokerage I started with Merrill Lynch Realty back when they had a division. Soon realized that they were a small office that only did a lot of corporate relo, and the agents there weren't doing anything. So I started getting plaques for top producer. And I said, you know, I need to find a company that's going to meld with what I want to do. So just then there was a company with a balloon called Remax. And so I stayed with them for 16 years, helped that broker build that brokerage up to one of the biggest in Arizona. And then I bought a home buying franchise that's out of Texas. We buy ugly homes, Home Investors of America. And so as a result, Remax fired me because you can't own another real estate company when you're a broker at Remax. Well, luckily I got my brokers in 95, started Courtney Valley White Properties. And then about 7 years ago, of course, riding that whole downturn in the market, getting myself aligned with Tiger Lead Solutions, Realtor.com, you know, and Tristan and those guys, we survived that market. Coming back, Weikert knocked on the door and said, have you heard of Weikert Realtor? I said, of course, I'm approved broker on your relocation roles, doing relocation with Avnet, Intel, Motorola, Honeywell. So it was a perfect fit because it's the longest, oldest operated, family-owned company in the nation in real estate and founded by James Weikert, the founder, still there since 1969. Golden rule for doing business as the backbone, the largest family-owned. So we don't answer to some stock board of directors. Everything is tiered toward helping the customer and then helping the affiliate and each agent in each office to launch their business and grow. That's the bottom line. So that's why I chose Weichert. From the top down, from James, Bill Scavone, Bill Hassel. I mean, everybody involved, quality people that have been in this industry for a long time. As far as support, I can call them just like my agents can call me anytime. They're available. We answer the phone and we help.
Amazing, man. That's a great story. And I'm gonna digress it for a second and get personal before we get into the real estate, just because I always like to ask these questions. Indiana to Arizona State, which is culture shock, but that was a long time ago. Not to call you old, but was ASU still a party school like it is today back then?
It was the largest in the nation. I had been accepted at Purdue, and of course the cold weather and whatnot. Coming here in December, 75 degrees. I mean, it was the place to be. And then when I finished, I said, you know what? I can't go back there, even though Indiana wants me. But, you know, it's one of those things that it was a perfect fit. Growing, I mean, there's 900,000 people here now. We have 5.2 million and growing and working the whole valley. We got about 50 square miles or circular miles of our city, about 15 different cities and within Phoenix Metro. So working every part of that and having the product knowledge, it's just been a great run. A lot of past clients that just completed transaction of family out in Mesa, 14th transaction, buy, sell, move away, move back. And then talk about age, many clients I've been working on three generations, parents, them, and their kids now, but they're grown up.
Wow.
It's anything residential, I think I've done.
That's incredible. Well, and for the record, and most people are listening to this because it's a traditional podcast, but if you're watching this and you're looking at Randy, you're like, dude, you're not that old. There's no way you work with that many people because you look great too, man. So
thanks. Well, your check's in the mail.
Well, okay. So obviously, you've had a storied career and in a market that has just, obviously thrived, continues to thrive. And I'm going to say it, maybe nobody else will say it, but probably one of the biggest mistakes RE/MAX ever made, which was letting you out the door, because their loss is Weichert's gain, obviously. And yes. So, you said you had your own boutique at one time, which I know you still use the Valleywide name.
Yes.
But what was it that made you choose as a independent boutique brokerage? Why is it that you wanted to latch on to a bigger name?
It's a great question, Jeff, and I'm glad you asked that because that was something I looked at as being a top producing independent broker in the Phoenix Metro. The biggest thing I think is having that national exposure. You have a name that is out. I had that with RE/MAX. People would come to town. Well, we're having that with Weichert because we are in so many different states and one of the largest corporate relocation companies in the nation. So having that as, a system and knowing franchising like I do, if you plug and play and you get in and actually take action and, hey, here's the game plan, execute, guess what? You win. And they have that. And the philosophy being it's family owned, golden rule. Everything we do is to enhance our agents and our clients ultimately. So that type of management style and from the top, I can call James Weichert and say, let's have a conversation.
Yeah,
you cannot do that with many, many brokerages or companies that are nationwide companies.
Yeah, near impossible. I agree. And so, I want to ask you some specific questions about the Weichert model. But before we do that, I want to get a little bit more into the tangible things that make you great And you mentioned it off air before we went live, and you're doing a lot of training. You speak about this, you're a podcast guest, and you're speaking at a national conference for Weikert. And you talk very specifically about, you know, obtaining listings. And, yes. And I think, you know, let's be honest, you know, most agents, there are the anomalies that truly love working with buyers, and I applaud them. If I'm selling real estate, I'm definitely going the listing route. And so you've mastered this. And so talk a little bit about, you know, obviously, yeah, maybe the obvious reasons why you chose to focus on listings. And then I'd like you to maybe give some tangible or tactical things that an agent could apply in their business that work for you.
Absolutely. You know, when you get into the business and you look at the career professionals that last, the ones that list last. And the sooner you actually look at that. And I started way back, you know, I've been through five cycles, and the times that mattered most was when I was a Mike Ferry. I early on back in the late 80s, early 90s. And I tell you, I incorporated the listing presentation and I memorized the pre-qualification, the listing script. And I use that as a backbone. And one of the things that Weikert provides is it's called the Doors presentation. It's their listing presentation. And a new agent could actually follow that and really go through the slides and bring up the things that they need to talk about. But what I found is many times agents won't educate their seller about what should be talked about. So in addition to that framework of keeping you on track and on focus, we talk about things like the product knowledge. The agents that know product, they know a builder, they know the listing that they're going into, they know the differences between upgrades and updates. So when they walk in, and this is what I do every time, you start with getting to know the product, which is the first step. Now, at Weikert Doors, we have a two-step process. We go in first, and we, just like an appraiser would do, they're going to go in and assess the upgrades and updates. And from that, while you're at the front door, and before you even get to the front door, you're checking your mindset. You're thinking, okay, I'm envisioning these people signing the contract. I don't care who they are. I'm seeing them sitting at the kitchen table, signing that listing agreement. And then I put everything aside, all the stuff that the junk that's happened and all the negative. And I'm thinking, okay, all right, now is my time to shine. And like an actor, I get to that doorstep. It's like, I am off. Yeah. It's showtime. My mind is focused only on them. My phone's off. I'm ready to go and perform. And so I get in and say, hey, do you mind if I take a look around? And I go through every room and I'm highlighting every update and upgrade that they've done to the property. So by the time, and your goal is by the time you're done and you get to the, and I always end up at the kitchen table. That's where you want to be. You don't want to be in the formal living room, lounging back, go, hey, let's talk. No, we're talking business. I got some things to show you. I need to be at the kitchen table. So let's meet there. Yeah. You're there and you know you're focused on that. And you want, your goal is by the time you're at that table, that they know that you know their house better than they do. Mm. Because I've had clients that have built their house, and by the time we're at the kitchen table, they're going, wow, you know our house better than we do. And I say, isn't that what you want?
Yeah.
An agent, when I get a signed call, a web call, I'm the one showing this house. Guess what? I'm going to demonstrate and point out everything that I pointed out, as I pointed out to you, just like what I've done.
Yeah.
They see it in action. They see your excitement. They see that you know the product better than anybody. So how could they take some other agent that comes in and goes, well, let's go to the kitchen table. Let's talk about this marketing plan. It's all about me.
Yeah.
So that's where we start, the product knowledge. From there, we talk.
Well, I want to ask you before you go on. So hold that place. You mentioned updates and upgrades, and you used the two words separately.
Yes.
Why?
Because the upgrade is when you're building, they always say, well, okay, tell us the upgrades that you would like. Do you want a bay window or you want a straight? Do you want a niche wall or do you want a fireplace wall? Do you want 42-inch upper cabinets or do you want 36? Do you want crown molding on that or do you want French doors and do a slider? Do you want the extra patio extended cover? Those are the upgrades. And so it's important to know that. So when you walk in, you can point, oh, you know, you've got the French door out from the master because that's normally a window. I know that. So they understand too. Oh, yeah, we paid for that. Oh, you have the gas stub out at the range with a gas appliance. That was two upgrades. You know, things like that that matter. And to the homeowner, they love their home. But the updates, everything they've done since they've owned the home. And so part of your, education about that house, you look up every listing you can find online. And if you, even if they've taken the picture out, you usually find them on Zillow. You could go through and see, oh, gosh, they've upgraded this or that. And then you walk in and you know, my gosh, you've done a total kitchen renovation.
Yeah,
I know from when you had the home on the market prior. So you now you're the expert and you can say, oh, you've replaced the flooring. You've replaced, oh, you've up. So you've done all these updates coupled with the upgrade, the upgrades that you did when you walked in, you know, when you built the property. So having knowledge of product and knowing some agents can't tell you the difference between quartz and granite or Corian, you know, having good product knowledge. And if you don't know those, you go to a local builder and say, hey, give me your upgrade list. Can I have that? And they'll gladly do that. You go through the models. And as you, you know, with gain experience as a new agent, or go to your broker or manager and say, hey, I need some education.
Yeah.
Because before you walk in that home, you've got to know the differences and point them out.
It's little details like that that I think are massively overlooked, especially in today's day and age. I mean, that you're a seasoned agent. And I think a lot of, you know, there's going to be a variety of agents listening to this, some with that are seasoned just like you that are probably standing up and giving you a standing ovation as they're listening to this. And others that are thinking to themselves, oh, damn, like nobody told me I needed to learn all this stuff. Right. That's powerful. So Let's carry on with the story now. You talked about understanding the product, and I think that you articulated that very well. So now, what's next?
Well, as we are at the kitchen table, you know, we are talking about going into marketing, and it's interesting because if agents use this technique, they will win more often and not take a commission hit. Because you always get those people that the first thing out of their mouth, what's your commission? It's like, you know, Jeff, I can appreciate that. You know, all commissions are negotiable, right? Yes. Well, you're on page 10 of my presentation. I'm on page 1. So do you mind if I show you what I do and the techniques I use to get you the best price possible? And then we can talk about that. Is that okay? Good. All right. Let's talk about marketing. Now, first thing I do is establish credibility because they want to know what I've done, where I've been, how I rank. You know, say, hey, the average agent does, you know, 6 deals a year. I'm doing 65 on an average, on a consistent basis. There's only 3% of us doing more than 25 deals in a year. So you're establishing that. If you're a new agent, you're going, well, my brokerage does this, and we're the top of the top. Yep. I work with this team. You're getting the team.
Yep.
Leverage what you have and don't be mindset saying, well, I don't have anything. Yep. No, you are a part of greatness. You just have to educate the seller about why they should use you only. So that's the main thing, establishing the credibility and then going into marketing and say, you know why most agents fail? And they're like, well, I had no idea. We're not marketing experts in marketing your home effectively. And then you start going into how you use professionals to market your listing. Most agents, and you show them examples, they take a camera phone, they go, oh, here's the different places. They don't talk to their clients about staging and prepping the house, which we'll get to. They don't tell them the truth about what they should do to get their home ready. But then I bring in a series of professionals. So I bring in the stager. I'm going to just do a quick and about a two-hour consult of a list of the things you should do to net your home more in your pocket and get it sold sooner. So that's an integral part. But a very important point is that never have them pin you to the corner and say, well, what should we do? So you know what? I'm glad you asked because I am a professional marketing expert. And I tell you what, before I start spending any money, we have a listing agreement that we have signed. And I think you can appreciate, right? You can appreciate that because as a new agent, and I've learned this a long ago, oh, we'll start at the front door and I'll tell you what to do. And I'll tell you the truth. And by the time you get to the kitchen table, they're going, you know, we're not going to use you because you don't like our house. And, you know, I take that and say, we're going to talk about that once we have a listing agreement signed. And they can appreciate that because they know you're, as a professional, you're not going to give away what your knowledge you have in marketing. And then I bring in, okay, now I've got these pictures of exceptional interior, exterior, twilight, bone, Matterport. And I always bring this up. I say, what do you think the number one item that buyers want when they're searching for a home online that they don't find? What is that? And I usually hear silence.
Mm-hmm.
It's the floor plan. And again, we have more people pulling our listings up with a digitized floor plan, 2D, architecturally rendered, as well as having the home rendered on the lot. So your lot, premium lot, cul-de-sac lot, golf course, whatever it is, it shows where the pool is, the little golf area, whatever the design, we're having people call and say, you know what, we've seen your floor plan, we've seen your Matterport, we've seen your pictures, we want to place an offer sight unseen before he gets away. And most agents, you know why most agents won't do all this?
No.
Because it costs money.
Mm.
I'm spending the money to market your home effectively, cutting edge, and getting it out there because I am a marketing professional. I'm not just an agent sticking in the computer and hoping and praying that somebody shows up.
Yeah,
I'm actively marketing your house. So you create more value with that, with the floor plan especially. And you can find vendors, and I can send you examples where it's in, and we put it in the picture in the listing. So when they're looking and some consumer on their phone, they're swiping, oh, there's a floor plan. Look at that. This is how it's laid out. The main thing is they're just missing. And so you create more value in that, right? Now, I go in and from the marketing, I also go in and say, what are only the two people that matter when showing and selling your house?
Ask that question one more time. Ask that question again.
Yes. Who are the only two people that really matter to successfully sell your home?
Hmm. Okay.
Number one, and a lot of times they'll say, seller, no, because we know you guys want to sell. The only two people that matter that I'm focused on mainly, one buyer that believes in your price.
Hmm.
That's all we need. There are some outfits out there that say, I've got 3,485 buyers for your house right now. I only need one. That's what I'm focused on. What's the second person that's important, the only other person that can make or break our deal.
I mean, I don't know.
And I usually hear silence. It's the appraiser.
I was going to say inspector, but okay.
And so if we find the buyer that believes in our price and we find the appraiser that believes in your price, guess what? We have a successful close.
We got a deal.
And now, did you know that the government actually doesn't really want anyone to talk to the appraiser? They've hired a third party management company that actually assigns the appraiser, and the appraiser can't even talk to the loan officer.
Yeah.
Most people didn't realize that. Most sellers go, oh, you're kidding. No. So do you know why typically I'm always getting my appraisal values that I typically list, you know, at where the market is, at a little at high to test, because my job is to get you more.
Yep.
I take the key out of the lockbox, and when they do the appointment, I make sure it's not a drive-by. And we make the appointment, and guess who lets them in the door? Your marketing professional, your sales professional.
Yeah.
And after years in the business, a lot of times I know them and they're going, oh, Randy, we'll be fine. Now, if you're a newer agent, you don't know them. You go, well, you know, I'll tell you what, I've got the lights on. I've got this just like an open house, because that saves them time. They like it. And by the way, I hand them the floor plan and say, we've already digitized this.
Ooh.
Here's it's going to save you 30 to 45 minutes just in case you would like.
That's good.
And then so what they do is they'll take a few measurements and they're going, yep, we're good. Thank you. You just saved me time. And then I tell, you know, and people love stories. They don't want somebody to come in and go, well, we do this and we do this and this. It's like, well, let me tell you some real world examples of how me being there to meet the appraiser saved the deal. And go in and say, hey, this one guy gets out of the truck and he gets a big 10-gallon cowboy hat on. And he goes, is this on subject? And I go, this is a platted neighborhood. I go, where are you from? Oh, I'm from Wickenburg, 65 miles away. It was VA. It was on a pool. He had to take it. I walked out to my car, called a loan officer who represents the buyer. I said, let me tell you the question that I just was given. He goes, you're kidding. I said, no. Get them pulled, get somebody local, and we'll get the job done. They pulled them because, you know, when they submit that appraisal on VA, you're stuck with that value for some time. Got them appraised, did the deal. Next guy shows up. Hey, Randy, how you doing? But another time, I have the prepared package, just like this package I prepared for you with the comps, local, and radius, using the same guidelines as appraisers use. Appraiser gets out, and I said, here's the copy of the contract with the highlighted offer, counter offer price. He goes, Randy, where did you get that counter offer? We'd have been $12,000 off. Because the appraisers are shooting for that value. They get slack if they go above, they get slack if they get below. So they're generally always trying to get that, save another one. Another one comes out, goes, Randy, that's not a rush. I'm going to get it done tomorrow. I can't do it. That's why we're here. Lights are on, ready to go. Late today. Well, she's an hour away from her desk and I forgot my packet. I go, here's your packet. Oh my God, I'm kidding. Yes, done. Examples like that, people love. And so you can bet and rest assured, when we have that appraisal, guess who's going to be there?
Yeah.
Me. We're going to make it happen.
That's so good.
So from that, you know, going into the next phase, and stop me if I'm rambling here, Jeff.
No.
Good content that I think everybody can capitalize on. So then I tell them also, have you heard about showing time? They're like, what? Well, you know, it's this app that helps lazy agents be even more lazy. It's designed to make everything more efficient, but guess what happens? When someone, this agent says they want to, they were seeing a showing on your house tomorrow at 10 a.m. So the average agent's going to look at that, check with you. Yeah, that's fine. And then they're going to go, yes. And that yes goes back to the agent. Oh, I can show it. And you know what's wrong with that?
Tell me.
Nobody ever talks to anybody.
Hmm.
So what that does is it allows that showing to occur with nobody ever talking to anybody. So when I get that request on your home, I'm reaching out saying, hey, Jeff, you want to see this tomorrow at 10 o'clock? Okay, well, before I get you in there, tell me about your buyer. Are they local? Are they relo? Do they have to sell something? Are they cash? What's their situation? So I can get some gauge of their level of motivation. And while I'm finding that out, I'll say, by the way, we had a showing yesterday. We got a second showing occurring tomorrow. So if you get there, make sure you communicate to your buyer that we know right away. Because what I don't want to do is have you call me 2 days later and we're already under contract. That would not be good.
Yeah.
Explain it to the seller. And you know why that's important? And they're going, because my job is to create demand in the mind of the buyer's agent. That's my prior objective. And most agents don't get it. They don't go to work. They don't do their job. And again, this is coming from my opinion, so don't take me to the board. But it's just a matter of creating your value. And most agents are not sales professionals. Our job is to create demand in the mind of that buyer or the prospect that's come to my marketing or sign, or that agent. So when they get there, when we get offers, guess what most agents don't do? They don't put their salesmanship hat on and find out, oh, I've got that offer that's come in. Tell me about the buyer. You told me briefly, but tell me more about this buyer. What motivated that price? What motivated this? And if you are lucky in this market, we're seeing multiple offers. I tell stories about it. I had one client that said, do you think we can get 680? I said, we're going to listen for 7. Over the weekend, we had 3 offers. 705 was the highest. And they said, Randy, we love you. Send it over. We'll sign it. I said, hang on. Went to the buyers, all 3 of them, worked them, got them to 750. What is that worth?
Mm-hmm.
What I bring to the table is going to more than compensate any commission that you ever have to pay.
Yeah.
So by the time I get to that point, I say, now, before I start spending any money, we have to set a date to put a sign in your yard. And I do a coming soon campaign. And to get you started, we need some dates. Give me some dates. And the minute they start, they give you that date, they've signed the contract. Great. Here's the document for the listing. Let's go to work. It's magic. And they generally never bring up commission at that point.
That's incredible.
Because you created your value. They know they cannot get it anywhere else.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I love what I do.
Well, clearly not only love what you do, but you're great at it. And this episode is just chocked full of amazing tips. And as you and I talked about, secrets and agents, I want to tell you, everybody listening to this, like, there is no secret in this industry. And for those of you that think you have some secret sauce, you might have a sauce, but it's not a secret. In this day and age, that doesn't exist. And those, Randy, you and I come from the same school of coming from contribution and just sharing and being willing to help others. And I think that is such a great testimony about your culture and what you are and what you've built. And so,
yeah, I think you give, you get back tenfold.
100%. 100%.
I'm a firm believer. Karma, love, it's all about helping others. And like you mentioned, many that partake and see something or hear something, they don't take action.
Yeah.
So, that might work for them.
Yeah. Yeah. They have objections in their own mind.
Yeah,
Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why surrounding yourself, that's part of the reason why that I conceived this idea for the Broker Blitz. And it was to allow, you know, companies and leaders and key people to share their stories. And as our listeners have noticed, I mean, this is not uncommon for this. Is I think a lot of people assumed, well, this is going to be a pitch fest. No, it's not. No. It's going to be a value fest. And now, at this point in the episode, I am going to ask you these questions. So, you know, if I'm an agent and I'm sitting on the outside and I'm like, wow, first of all, you know, being aligned with somebody like Randy would be very valuable for my business. But why Weichert? Why would I choose Weichert? What makes Weichert different, or what does that look like for me as an agent?
You know, I think the biggest thing is just the plug and play. The fact that, you know, being an independent, you don't really have the marketing collateral, you don't have the nationwide exposure. You know, being aligned with a broker that is a featured broker for with Zillow.com and all the different websites. But specifically, it's just, you know, we don't ever want to grow to the thousands. You know, we want to keep it, we got 24 agents, and we want to keep it that family feel, that, you know, we're caring about quality versus quantity. And I think that's Weichert. They're very selective of who they actually award an office to, as we do with agents that say, hey, you know, I generally want to help people, and I need some help to help people come on board.
Yeah,
we're going to do this together.
That's fantastic. Is there any specifics that you want to share in terms of maybe comp or resources or anything that that an agent will receive when they join a Weichert, or is that too broad based?
It is pretty broad based because we start with a fast track for the new agents. We do a fair amount of agents that say, you know what, I'm done with my career. I'm retired, or I just got laid off, and I've always had some sales background. You know, that's the important thing is identifying your sales ability. If you've sold things before and you realize that we are in a sales business, you have to create your plan around what you want. And if you're saying, well, I can do this business and only talk to five people a day, you're going to fail miserably. Yeah. But if you build a business around the plan to say, the activities I do are the ones that need my immediate prospecting attention. The more hours of prospecting you do, and you know what to say, and we have the training to tell them what to say and how to say it to get the best outcomes.
Yeah.
You know, I think, and I, for example, one of my best agents, he was a past client, came out of accounting, had sold Girl Scout cookies. Hmm. And he said, do you think I can do it? I said, if you have sales ability, yeah, and if you plug and play and do what we say, you're going to be fine. He's one of my top agents.
That's awesome. Year after year.
So been with me now 5 years. Just, I mean, examples of, you know, I think that's the big thing. You know, we're not just here as wanting to fill seats as commodity. We are here to look at your business plan and say, how can we help to get that, to get you where you want? The thing at Weichert is that they've got all the material that you plug and play. And Success Track for the agents that have, let's say you're doing, you know, gosh, 4 to 10 deals and you want to take it to the next level, start with the Success Track and create that new business plan coupled with my experience and expertise. And I had one join me last year, and she's like, I can't win the listing. I don't know. I go. Like, well, let me go with you.
Yeah.
And we get them. And I've had some agents that have been with me for a long time. I have some with me at 14 years. They're like, hey, I'm up against this, and it's luxury, and we do all spectrum, a lot of luxury. Hey, let's go. Let's get it. We're a team.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think having that aspect, and it rolls up from the top. So my district manager, I can go to her, my senior VP, Bill Hassel, and the president of the company, Bill Scavone. I mean, all up. I can send them a text, call right now, get a response. of anything I need, advice and guidance and things that you just don't find in hardly any companies out there.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. So, Randy, if somebody says, gosh, I want to talk to you more, I want to have a conversation with you, what's the best way to connect with you?
You know, my cell phone, I live on my cell. If I get emails, I get so many every day, it gets buried. And I've had, you know, even clients going, you know, I've been trying to get a hold of you. I emailed you. Oh, that's the problem. Send me a text on my cell phone, 602-615-6500. 602-615-6500. And I will be happy to talk. I recently did, as mentioned, David Knox podcast, and across the country, I had people reaching out, say, hey, you know, I got a question about this. I got a question. I'm just giving, you know, and trying to help. Our whole industry, I think, would be improved if we had more Jeff Pfisters in the world, that creates this broker mastermind of saying, hey, what can you add? What value can you bring to the table?
Collaboration.
And I think that's where I'm at. So,
yeah, I love it, man. I love it. And speaking of that collaboration, you know, we're a part of a Facebook Messenger group that is exactly that. It's a bunch of high level, successful real estate people from all different brokerages, and nobody is afraid to share and talk. And that's what separates the best from the rest, in my opinion. And Randy, that's one of the many reasons why you are one of the best. And this has been, it's been a pleasure, man. I've enjoyed just sitting here listening. And I think this is the kind of episode that I might go back and listen to again, because you gave a lot of great tips. So
very honored. Yes.
Well, thank you, Randy Courtney, 602-615-6500. Do not be a stranger. Reach out to him. And it's been a pleasure, Randy, with Weichert Realtors. I can't wait to do our next training together and get to hang out again, man. Looking forward to it.
I need to come out and do a boat ride with you.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Take care, brother.
Yeah, take care. See you guys.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Power ISA, the industry experts in real estate ISAs. Get more appointments. Make sure your follow-up gets done on time and you get the most out of your leads. Get a great ISA for real estate on your team and watch the results roll in. Power ISA has served over 1,200 agents in the US and Canada since 2015, and it's the one-stop shop for everything you need to get a great inside sales agent on your team. Whether it's setting appointments with your internet leads or making outbound prospecting calls to help you get more listings, Power ISA can get it done for you. Visit powerisa.com/LCA to get started. That's powerisa.com/LCA. Lab Coat Agents Podcast.